Paul, what are you hoping to see from Joel Armia and Matt Halaschuk as they look to enter in tonight?
I'd like them to play the game that they have been playing for the Moose. For Joel, it's a newer look, right? We haven't seen him in our uniform yet. He's a skilled guy, but has made some real good strides with the Moose. Matt, we're looking for the game that he's always played for us and the game that he was playing with a high-energy guy on the puck and really smart in his routes and some help there. I mean, he's the senior guy on that line. He's got a guy who's playing his first year at center and a guy who's playing his first game on the left wing, and he'll be able to. Matt's an incredibly positive influence on the bench and during the games, and I think when you get to play with a guy who's been in the league a little bit, you as a young player, you really can feed off that. You can really become more comfortable in the game when you got a talker on your line.
What do you think of the benefits for Joel having been around the team for that block, even though he did not get into the lineup?
He gets a chance to sit through the meetings and the systems, and while they run, real close to the same things with the Moose, it's good to all the little subtleties that are different about playing in the NHL, just even with practice. He knows everybody now. He knows everybody's name, so it's a much easier fit for him to come in and get in the lineup.
Matt's a guy you've used on the PK before. Given the recent discussions about it, will you use him in that role right away? Or
probably not right away, but very potentially, yeah.
What are some of the challenges the Rangers present specifically?
Speed first. They've got a real quick team throughout their lineup, and they run some slightly different breakout routes so that they can get in behind you, get through the middle. A player like Nash seems to do that every night, once or twice. Their back end, I'll watch them play a lot of their playoff games and some of the pre-scout game. When they're at their best, they don't give you a whole lot. Their back end closes on you. They move the puck real efficiently. They got a good goaltender. They're a pretty darn good team.